maybe loneliness is harmful to your health, but maybe solitude is not. You know, we are kind of virtually connected. We came through the pandemic where we, you know, Zoom meetings, we weren't all together. And some of us did experience a lot of solitude, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, although people tend to think of it as, ooh, that's lonely. Well, loneliness and solitude are not the same things. It can actually be some beneficial. That's according to Robert Copeland, a professor of psychology at Carleton University in Ottawa. He joins us now to talk about the two and the difference between the two. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Patty. Thanks so much for having me on.
I love this, talking about this, because as soon as I started reading about it, I knew exactly what it meant, and I'm telling you, I love solitude. I love, you know, quiet mornings by myself on my deck with a coffee and a book, not on a screen, no taking phones with me. And that really is, like, to me, solitude and a beautiful time, really enjoyable. It's stress-free. But loneliness is a different thing, and I worry about that around with some people around me, too, about, you know, how I see it affecting them. So let's talk about the two.
Okay, well, I mean, you've done a wonderful job at describing some of the nice things and some of the beneficial things about solitude, right? It's that me time. It's a time when you get to decide what you want to do. You have control. You have autonomy. It's relaxing. You're out of the spotlight from having to worry about other people looking at you and evaluating what you're doing. It's a time for calmness. It's a time for creativity. It could be a time for self-exploration. But a critical thing that determines, you know, how and why solitude can be good is we choose to do that, right? So solitude for a lot of people, as you just described it, is something that you look forward to. It's something that you find engaging. You find it meaningful. It's something that you would even, you know, reward yourself with after a long day of work and maybe, you know, lots of time with the kids. You reward yourself with some much needed me time. And so solitude is a place, right? It's a context where we can go and experience positive things. Loneliness is a feeling, and it's not a good feeling, right? Loneliness is the feeling that we experience when the time that we're spending we're spending too much time alone, or we're forced into spending time alone. And loneliness is a dissatisfaction with our social lives. We're not getting enough time with others. We're not getting high quality time with others. And that's an awful feeling, and it is associated with some bad stuff. It's linked with, you know, issues with mental health and even our physical health. There was a recent report released by the U.S. Surgeon General that said that chronic loneliness and social isolation is as bad for your physical health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
So clearly, this is something that we have to be concerned about, and there is good reason to worry and be concerned about chronic loneliness, and certainly that is a problem in our society. But it's not the same thing as solitude, and I think it's really important that we separate those things out.
Okay, so those are really good things to separate out. And I would just kind of feeling that sometimes somebody maybe who may be suffering from loneliness maybe needs to change things around, take it upon themselves to be more about the solitude, take a walk in the woods by yourself, but to not feel lonely and just to feel the joy of something like that.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think we have to make it normative and okay for people to say that they would like some time alone, right? You mentioned how for you, it's such a treasured experience that you almost try to, like, you know, sneak away and get some time by yourself. We shouldn't have to apologize for that. We shouldn't have to, you know, feel guilty by saying to others, you know, actually, I just want to take a little bit of time for myself. It's okay to want to spend some time alone, especially if it's that kind of chosen and engaged and meaningful solitude that is really good for us.
It's funny, I've heard from some people who retire that say they feel like they're, too often alone. And I wonder if they can separate that to enjoying the solitude and try not to be lonely.
Yeah, so again, you're hitting on some really important points. It's really all about choice, right? So when solitude is thrust upon us, when we are placed into a situation where we're spending more time alone than we want to, that's what can lead to loneliness. And certainly in retirement, in a retirement community, you move to a new city, you know, you've had a disconnection from your social networks for whatever reason, that can definitely lead to loneliness. And just being around other people is good for us, right? It raises our mood. Humans evolve to be in groups. That social relationships, social connection is a critical part of our well-being. And I would never say anything otherwise. And for people who are feeling lonely, they really do need to seek out those connections and to find ways to have social interactions and to make those kinds of social engagement experiences that make us feel better. I guess I would just argue that like anything else, it's a balance, right? We need to find for everybody the right balance between time alone and time with people. And there's really good evidence to suggest that people who are able to manage those things, who, you know, kind of rotate back and forth, time alone, time with others, time alone with others, that seems to be a really good recipe for well-being, for feeling good.
What are some other things people can do, you know, that constitute solitude, but, you know, it just being able, it doesn't mean that you have to take a half a day or a week to be alone. I mean, some people do love that. They go kayaking for a week by themselves, right? And that's fine, too.
Yeah, and another really good point. So, you know, for some people, maybe a two-hour walk in the woods is exactly what they need every day. For a lot of people, that's not feasible or even desirable. We would be more likely to suggest, you know, sort of micro moments of solitude, even just taking a few minutes every day. There's research to suggest that spending 15 minutes alone every day can carry forward positive effects. So it doesn't have to be 2 hours, and it doesn't have to be meditating. Meditating is great for you, and I encourage people who like to meditate to pursue that kind of practice. But we would just encourage people to find something that they enjoy doing while they are alone. You know, something that's meaningful for them. It could be a hobby. It could be a craft. It could be, you know, getting some stuff done. It could be listening to music. Anything that's going to be personal and engaging and meaningful for them, solitude is great context for engaging those kinds of activities.
I think if you're living with someone, too, you have to understand their parameters and don't feel rejected if they say, I just want some alone time. I just need to not talk and do this thing, whether it's a craft you like to do, or, you know, read a book or take a walk or whatever. But, you know, even if it's just in another room, I think we have to understand people and not feel insulted or offended when they say, I just need some me time.
I could not agree more. And there's actually a recent study to suggest that among romantic couples, if one of the members of the couple feels like they're not getting enough time alone, then it makes them feel angry at their partner, right? So this should be something that we should be, you know, again, normalizing and encouraging and understanding that everybody has a different, just right amount of time that they would like to spend time alone. Some people need more and should have more. Others need less, and that's okay. And it should be completely okay and normative to say to your romantic partner, you know, I love you and I'm really happy with our relationship, but I just would like to take a little bit of time to do this by myself. And that shouldn't come with any kinds of negative connotations at all.
How do we help our kids learn this? How do we help our kids learn to play by themselves and enjoy some alone time?
Yeah, unfortunately, playing alone is becoming a bit of a lost art, I think, in kids. And I think, you know, between being over-programmed with extracurricular activities and with the temptation of the screen, we are losing something that is just such a critical part of development for kids, which is the chance to just be by themselves, to have that privacy, to have that context for exploration, for learning about themselves, for learning how to do stuff, for just being able to, you know, again, to be their true selves, to express whatever they want to express, feel whatever they want to feel, act how they like to act. Solitude is that relief from those external pressures, and for kids, it becomes a really important context for developing a whole bunch of these skills. And so you're right, I think parents have to be mindful of this and try to sort of develop the capacity for solitude in their kids by encouraging them to spend some time just playing alone.
Yeah, give them some Lego and put them in a place by themselves, or a dollhouse or something.
Exactly.
Just to look at it and for their own imagination to take over without anybody else with them. I mean, I know growing up, there was like lots of times where, you know, my brother and sister are older. They didn't want me around, but I found it easy just to be by myself and come up with things on my own. And yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We're losing that. And a lot of that has to do with screens. Kids always have a chance to put a phone in their hand or a tablet and look and not do something. They're just staring at something.
Yeah, solitude is a place for kids for their imagination and creativity to really flourish, but they have to be given that opportunity.
Very good. Well, great stuff. I think it's a great food for thought for all of us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's Robert Copeland, a professor of psychology at Carleton University in Ottawa. Good stuff, isn't it? You know, for all of us, we need to be able to utilize some solitude for all of us, but it's good for us. Loneliness, not so much, but solitude, sounds just fine.